Blog Talk Radio.
And here we go in 3, 2. Don't move that radio dial any further because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous,
darling. Yes, you are marvelous. You look marvelous. I was able to see you, of course. This radio right now. Speaking of radio, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. How's everyone doing with the live Blog Talk Radio studio audience here? Yes. July the 5th. The July the 5th, how's everyone doing this July the 5th? We're going to end this for the July weekend with a bang, literally, with some James Brown. Yeah. Give it to me. Huh. Oh, feeling good, everyone. That was James Brown from the very first from the hit, straight from the soundtrack of Rocky IV, which came out 30 years ago this year. Living in America for the late great James Brown. How about him? Yes, apologize for the delay. As you know, this is July the 5th. This is the 4th of July weekend right here. That's our theme going on right here for the It's Marvelous Radio Show program. If you just tune in, it's going on 3:13 p.m. This is the D-Man, a.k.a. your host, Derek Barrett here, hosting for the biggest three-day weekend online. This is the It's Marvelous Radio Show brought to you live by Blog Talk Radio. And I want to thank all of our Middle Georgia listeners. Listeners all around the world, but definitely specifically our Middle Georgia listeners, because I got to talk about the weather, if you don't mind. It's 81 degrees outside. It's just slightly sunny. It's trying to peek out of those clouds. We're getting a little bit of sunlight. It was kind of cloudy earlier today, but it's just trying to break out of those clouds. It's a lovely July the 5th. It's 81 degrees with a high of 82 degrees and a low of 68 degrees. So I hope everyone enjoyed their wonderful Independence Day yesterday. I had a great one, though, but the thing was, it was so weird because the thing is, there was so many, ever since it's been legal for the state of Georgia to buy and sell fireworks, like everybody has their own fireworks show now. You don't have to. It's like, remember back in the day, for those who lived in Macon, Georgia, like when I was a kid growing up. Remember those who, back during the late 70s and the 80s and stuff like that, and even far reason as the 90s? Remember back in the day, you had to go to like either Macon Mall or Lake Tobosoffke to check out the fireworks display? Not now, man. You can buy your own fireworks, firecrackers, Roman candles, what have you. You could have your own fireworks show in your very own backyard. I was just coming back from the movie theater this past last night around about 9 o'clock. I went to the 6 o'clock show to check out Terminator Genesis. Well, of course, it was either that or one of the new movies that came out this weekend. It was either seeing that or Magic Mike XXL. Well, I wasn't gonna watch no Magic Mike, of course. But I had to watch, my boy Arnold, doing his thing. And what I have to admit, though, whether you agree with time travel or not, it was a very good, very good movie. Very good plot twist, I'll admit. It really took me aback. I said, what's this thing going on right now? And if anyone don't know about Genesis, I mean, basically just goes all the way back to the very first Terminator back in 1984, where you had Michael Biehn playing the role of Reese, and trying to protect Sarah Connor. And, basically he there's a save and protect her, and basically it was kind of, well, if anyone's seen the movie, unless you've seen the movie, I mean, it's a 30-some-year-old spoiler. Guess what? Well, Reese basically knocks Sarah Connor up and she gives birth to John Connor, the leader of the human resistance against the machines. So, basically, I would have to say storyline-wise, it wasn't hard to follow, and it wasn't, I mean, granted, it wasn't exactly, wasn't exactly the greatest thing to slice bread, but I'll admit, though, it was very well trimmed, very well well made. I love the storyline. I love the special effects. Special effects have definitely come a long way, especially able to have like two Arnolds in one movie. I mean, basically the retro Arnold Terminator back in 1984, and the older model, the T-800, has him with gray hair. I mean, that was quite ingenious. That was quite ingenious. I have to give him that. So definitely, I definitely give him two thumbs up for it. They did a really good effort. and I hope it does well in the box office as it should. Terminator. And, you know, 30 years ago, of course, Back to the Future was the number one movie for the summer of 85. It was number one for like 11 weeks. Can you believe that? That was incredible. Incredible, mind you. Which even then, I mean, even still now, that's incredible even now, because what movie do you know that was going to be like the number one movie for 11 weeks in a row? I mean, it's incredible. I mean, that's when people actually cared about the storyline. But then again, though, you didn't have all these stories from comic books and coloring books and a whole other type of books or any other type of book. I mean, people just were actually, you know, we were actually creative back in the 80s. You'll never get a decade like that as far as, like, getting stories are concerned, you know. And you had to be creative because you didn't have to stick, you didn't have to fall, you had to be creative. You couldn't fall back on special effects unless they enhanced it a little bit. I mean, they weren't like the special effects then back now. It was just more as an ingredient. It wasn't like the thing. It wasn't like the main thing to get you there. You had a story, but special effects, they helped, but they weren't the main ingredient. You had to tell the story first. If you were able to tell a story, it didn't matter if you had special effects or not. If the story sucked, it didn't matter if you had good special effects or not. You had to have a good story. And that's why I actually appreciate stories like that, movies like that back there in the 80s. And movies like Back to the Future, of course, you know I like it because it made it possible for the nerd to get the girl. So, of course, I automatically love it just for that alone. In fact, actually about five years ago, as a matter of fact, I actually gave a friend of mine, Michael Harris, Michael K. Harris from Atlanta. I hope you're listening if you happen to be checking this radio show out. I remember giving him a gift. It was for the 10th anniversary of New Visions Film Group, or they're now New Visions Media. And I gave him, it was a clip of Back to the Future. It was like a frame of a film. I think it was like the DeLorean that was getting ready to sparkle up. That was getting ready to go back in time, just about to hit 88 miles per hour. And it was so awesome. I said, I got to give this to Mike. This is really awesome. And it was basically a film clip, film frame of, I don't know exactly if it was the original or maybe it was just a copy of. Either way, it was still cool. It was basically the DeLorean, like, sparkling, getting ready to go into time or go back and forward into time to the future or to the past, whatever. But it was a really good gift. Now, I try to give good gifts to my friends, man, because they work too hard, you know. They work too hard for it. And, you know, I just had to give it up to my friend and, you know, just as a way of him putting me in his films and, in, you know, just thinking about me. I hope I'll be able to work with him again. It's, like I said, it's 81 degrees with a high of 82 and a low of 68 degrees. Definitely enjoy the sunlight while you can, because we might have some showers this upcoming week. And that's whether or not if it's going to stay cool or not. It's still, and to be honest, even with the rain, we probably should be lucky that it's just going to be in the low 90s. Because it could be we could be facing triple digits if we want, if potentially speaking. But without any further ado, here is the news. Yes, President Barack Obama's announcement that both Cuba and the United States will reopen their embassies is a major step towards normalizing relations. They have been frozen since the early 1960s when the U.S. broke links and imposed a trade embargo. As correspondent Stefan Grobe said, the new approach to Cuba has been a huge diplomatic win for the Obama administration, accompanied by overwhelming support in both countries. Seeing the Cuban flag fly over the building behind me soon will be historic. What comes next is the lifting of the embargo, but that may take a while, Mr. Grobe said. Indeed, some in the U.S. have misgivings about the overtures being made by Washington. Rachel DeLevi-Ore, who is a Latin American analyst, of the Atlantic Council quoted saying, the treatment of dissidents, human rights, access to information, all of these things will continue to be a point of conflict, a sticking point. But these are conflicts that we have with governments across the globe, unquote. End quote. Since 1977, the U.S. and Cuba have operated diplomatic missions called intersections in each other's capitals. But they do not enjoy the same status as full embassies. Cubans view the change as an improvement. And says that the embassies could be open later this month after there's a trade embargo. The Democrat President Obama has asked for it to be lifted, but Republican-controlled Congress has refused. We'll have that's from Jen Wilkinson. We'll have more stories about that later. Probably we'll have more about it sometime later this month in future later broadcast. Definitely want to say thank you for everyone checking us out on the on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate your time and checking us out and everything. Also wanted to add more stories. As far as the Peachtree Road Race, a lot of sports-related things is going on today. Of course, you know, Wimbledon is still going on. Serena has advanced, as always, in the women's semifinals. The finals will conclude on July the 12th. Definitely keep that up. I always did say that it is quite coincidental that the Wimbledon playoffs, the Wimbledon tennis competition, always falls somewhere near or around the 4th of July weekend. I'm just saying, is it coincidence? I don't think so. But that's just me. Have some other news, especially about the hot dog eating contest that they have in Coney Island in New York City. They always have that every year, 4th of July. It says Matt Stoney tops Joey Jaws Chestnut in the hot dog eating contest. It says Matt Stoney shocked the competitive eating world yesterday by upsetting Joey Jaws Chestnut at the 4th of July hot dog eating contest at Nathan's Famous in Coney Island, breaking Chestnut's bid for a ninth straight victory. Of course, you know, Joey Chestnut is a competitive eater. Stoney, who was age 23, finished second last year. He downed 62 hot dogs and buns, beating Chestnut by two. Both are from San Jose, California. As thousands of spectators observed the eaters on an elevated stage, the next closest competitor, who came in third place, just ate 35 hot dogs. And according to ESPN, Stoney, who told ESPN, he says, I trained hard for this. This is actually amazing. And ESPN actually broadcast this on TV. Wow. Who would have thought? He said that we just don't go up there and eat hot dogs. We practice for this. We prepare our bodies. He says, it was a tough contest. Joey brings it all, and I had to push really hard to beat him. But I felt great. Stoney had defeated Chestnut in the past year of competitions featuring Twinkies, poutine, pumpkin pies, and Euros. Wow, competitive eating, is that competitive? Wow. Chestnut, smiling in defeat, said he was slow and couldn't catch Stoney, who entered the match weighing at just 125 pounds to Chestnut's 230 pounds. Wow. Because I've been looking for competition for a long time, and I finally have it, he said, vowing to return next year. He made me hungry. Now, Stoney is 23, while Chestnut is 31. And Chestnut has built himself into a champ with a string of victories, which included setting the record in 2013 by swallowing 69 Franks. Wow. He reached 68, but last year had fallen off to 61. After his victory last year, he dropped the one he proposed to his longtime girlfriend. They have since broken up. You eat that many hot dogs and in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I mean, yeah, that get kind of tiresome. I know his girlfriend probably said, that's what you do for a living? I hope you got another job besides eating. Like, personally, and I'm just saying this. I mean, not making fun of the dude. Not making fun of the dude, but I definitely have to say three is my limit as far as eating hot dogs over certain. In fact, I had three, and it wasn't during in 10 minutes. I mean, basically I had like three hot dogs in an hour. So basically, I just had like two, and then I had one, and then I made two more, and that was and the only reason why it took about an hour because it took a while to boil the hot dogs in there, boil the water in there, and then put the buns on it, and so. That took a while. That was like a good 15 minutes. So that right there. So that alone, I'm just saying three hot dogs is pretty much my limit. If I'm starving and that's on a good day, maybe four or five. Anything more than five, I'm pushing it, man. I'm gonna be hurling. I'm gonna be blowing chunks for real. That's no joke at all. Of course, they have some stories that were going on, particularly about the teenagers that ransacked a Walmart earlier this month. It was a really bad, it was a terrible thing. It was a bad thing. Of course, it was terrible. I mean, because they were on video cameras, and so far only two have confessed to the crime that they were among the group of teenagers that went to a Walmart earlier this month, and they just trashed the place and made $2,000 worth of damages was the total of damages. And only two have confessed so far, and I think last night a third one has confessed as well. Well, I'll have more updates on that in probably next weekend's broadcast. But I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. I have some other stories I probably might get into probably next week about how at a club, a person for Whiskey River's Funkus at a club actually last night went crazy after Rapper Luda. He decided not to come by to perform at Whiskey River yesterday, and a lot of fracas that was going on. It's crazy stuff. But I just want to say thank you for listening. Well, actually, I do have one more story. For those who want to know more about the Miss Universe, Miss USA pageant, of course, you know, Donald Trump has been dropped by Macy's. Because of his remark about Mexicans saying that they're rapists and they bring drugs to the country, and Macy's dropped his clothing line, and I also have some more updates about this. That since Univision is not going to be showing the Miss USA pageant or Miss Universe pageant, neither will NBC. In fact, not only are they're not showing both pageants. In fact, that they pretty much dropped the Apprentice, so they're not going to be showing the Apprentice anymore. But seriously, I do have something new about this. Some updates says the Miss USA pageant left without a TV home following the blowback against co-owner Donald Trump over his comments on Mexican immigrants has been rescued by the Reels channel. That's R-E-E-L-Z, Reels channel. Reels CEO Stanley Hubbard said in a statement earlier this week that the cable and satellite channel acquire the rights because of the belief that the pageant and the women who compete in it, quote, are an integral part of American tradition, unquote. He added that as one of only few independent networks, we decided to exercise our own voice and committed ourselves to bringing this pageant to American viewers everywhere, Hubbard said. This while Reels, which reaches 70 million homes, said it considered the interest of Miss USA contestants to host of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and viewers in making its decision. It made no mention of Trump or the hot water he's found himself in since he announced his presidential bid in June. In an interview, Hubbard said the pageant is the issue, not Trump. He said the billionaire won't make any money off the telecast. And he says, Hubbard also adds that I completely understand why millions of people were offended by what Donald Trump said. I think his comments were incredibly insensitive and wrong. I disagree with them completely and totally, Hubbard said, adding that also, quote, I also believe this pageant is as non-political, unquote, as an event can be. Yes. Wow. Well, I guess we'll find out. Also, some also parts about this Miss USA pageant, that rapper Flo Rida had been the highest profile performer scheduled for Miss USA, and his representative confirmed 2 days ago that he wouldn't perform because of the backlash, because of Donald Trump's statement. And country singer Craig Wayne Boyd, winner of The Voice last year, and pop singer Natalie LaRose also dropped out, so there were no more announced performers. In a Miss USA news release last month, the judges were listed as HGTV star Jonathan Scott, the judges that is, country singer Jesse James Decker, E! News anchor Terrence Jenkins, TV host and former Miss Universe Zuleika Rivera, and NFL Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith. Of that quintet, only Decker's name was listed as a judge by Miss USA on its website Wednesday. That's the day Emmitt Smith dropped out. The pageant lost both of its hosts, Cheryl Burke of Dancing with the Stars and MSNBC anchor Thomas Roberts earlier this week, on far back as this Tuesday. On Wednesday, Jeannie Mai, who hosted the show on the Style Network and also one of the co-hosts of The Real, was listed as the show host. Wow. Boy. I definitely have to say it's probably needless to say that Donald, what he said was muy estúpido. No joke. That's for real. I mean, you got to be careful. Watch what you say. And, of course, and for some strange reason, because of his backlash, even though he's losing money left and right, not being able to have the Miss Universe pageant and Miss USA pageant on NBC and showing on Reels, which hopefully anybody, if you're able to get it on cable or satellite, please do, and hopefully one of my cousins will ever have that channel so I can see who wins, because I at least want to know who wins the competition. It's really sad something like this had to happen. And I don't know, I mean, I don't care how much money you have. I mean, money, you can't think stupid, no matter how rich you are. And which is so strange that he's in second place in the lead of Republican candidates for Republican presidential candidates. He's in second place only to Bush, who's in the lead. And to be honest though, if anything happened, if I were a Republican, I'd probably just vote for Bush just to get Donald Trump out of the race. Because of course, people don't know this, but some people who don't know this, those who don't live in Florida, he is married to a Latina. He's married to a Mexican woman, a Latina woman. And of course, you know he's not playing that. You know he's not going to just let Donald Trump just get away with that. He had some choice words, had some words over Donald Trump over what he said. So of course, you know he has. Of course, you know. Well, Jeb doesn't play that. Okay, Jeb does not play that. And I do have to give him credit for that. So as well as the other Republican candidates for not co-signing to what Donald Trump said, and that takes a lot of guts, because I mean, if the Republican Party want to be get into office, they got to show some type of stand. Well, Democrats too, but then you just cannot co-sign to stupidity. You can't. There's no way in the world. There's one thing to be stupid, but when you justify your stupidity, that's something else, and that's an excuse. But anyway, enough of me on my soapbox. I just want to say thank you, everyone, for checking us out these past 3 days, the biggest 3-day weekend online. Thank you for continuing to listen to us and checking us out every Friday at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. or less, otherwise noticed. Thank you for everyone checking out this marvelous radio show. And on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of the show, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, wishing you a wonderful weekend and a marvelous, may you have a marvelous 4th of July weekend, and hopefully we will see you next weekend. Have a great week, everyone. We're going to close the show with a classic by Sir Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. Have a great day. Have a marvelous Sunday, everyone, and take care.
Keeping close to family. Hope you all have a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
we'll see you next weekend. Have a marvelous week, everybody. Take care.